You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Last week, video streaming and rental company Netflix announced a new parental leave policy. Many employees can take as much paid time off as they want during the year after their child is born or adopted. The policy applies to both men and women.
But our next guest says this is not a game changer. She says the policy doesn't matter if the work culture doesn't change along with it. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What do you think about this idea? All the parental leave you want for a year after the kid arrives. Is this a good idea? How much time did you take when your child was born or adopted? What kind of parental leave policy is in place where you work? Call now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Joan C. Williams joins us now. She's a distinguished professor at the UC Hastings College of the Law and the director of the Center for Work-Life Law. Joan, welcome back to Central Time.
Delighted to be here.
Joan, what was your reaction when you first heard of this new parental leave policy coming out of Netflix?
Well, it was first reported as that it was a year's leave for dads as well as moms, and that is a great policy there. That parental leave longer than a year actually is not desirable because at that point it's typically taken only by moms and it tends to reinforce traditional gender roles and push women out of good jobs. But parental leave for a year is pretty much the perfect amount of leave. So that's fantastic news. Since then, it's been reported that this is not actually, appears to be, not a year's leave, but unlimited leave during the first year. And that is a little bit more concerning because of the way we define the ideal worker in tech, which is basically somebody who is so committed to the job that they're always available for work. So I think that sends a bit of a ambiguous message to professionals at Netflix.
And so just to clarify, when they talk about up to a year, does that mean someone could choose to take a month or they could choose to take that entire year, anywhere in between?
Well, you know, your guess is as good as mine, but unlimited leave up to a year sends to me a very different message than a year's parental leave.
So what do you think would stand in the way of people using that leave?
Well, there are studies that show that men who take parental leave often suffer what we call the flexibility stigma. They tend to be seen as precisely because they're seen as more feminine than other men. So any leave policy that attempts to encourage professionals in high hours environments to actually use the leave that is available has to very self-consciously counter the flexibility stigma. And I don't know, maybe Netflix is going to do that, but we haven't really got much information about how they're going to implement this new policy.
So if there is this, sounds like, knee-jerk reaction to stigmatize men in particular who might want to use, say, that entire year of optional leave, what would counterbalance that?
Well, I think it's not actually that hard to counterbalance it, and that organizations should be counterbalancing the flexibility stigma for men because, quite frankly, it presents legal risks if you don't counterbalance it. The way you do it is when a man announces that his partner is pregnant. You have a meeting. The supervisor has a meeting, congratulates the man, says, "We think this is great news. Congratulations." We here at the company feel that it's very important for men as well as women to take parental leave, and while it's your choice, I certainly encourage you to take the full amount of leave that you're entitled to. So that's the first meeting. And then this is actually true for men as well as women. Anybody who is taking leave should have there should be a specific protocol followed while they're going off on leave, while they're ramping down, and then a specific protocol followed while they're coming back from leave, while they're ramping up. And the ramping down protocol, so that's the first meeting. The second meeting is a number of months before, in which case they should be talking about how they're going to transition their work to other members of the team. And then shortly before they go out on leave, just to check in that all of their work has been successfully transitioned. So that's the best practice for designing parental leave in terms of how people should ramp off. And then you have to also be very proactive in managing how they ramp back on. We hear again and again reports that women, when they return from maternity leave, have too little work to do, because sometimes it's benevolently meant of like, well, I have this great assignment, but I know it's not a great time for you. Other times it's a little bit less benevolent. It's like, well, I don't want to give, you know, I can't depend on her anymore, so I don't want to give her work. The second, again, represents a legal risk for companies, because that's really retaliation for taking family medical leave. So companies should be very actively managing parental leave, and let's just hope that Netflix is going to do exactly that.
We're talking right now with Joan C. Williams for the Center for Work-Life Law about the new unlimited parental leave up to a year at Netflix, this policy announced last week. And Joan, you're finding some things that are not quite ideal, but on the other hand, is it sort of bold and audacious for a company to be doing something like this?
It is bold and audacious, and as I believe I said at the start, and if I didn't, let me say it again, you know, hats off to Netflix for announcing that people at that its professionals can take basically what policymakers have found is pretty much the perfect amount of leave, which is a year.
What about the culture that goes on at Netflix? I don't work there, but I understand that companies like this, there's often an expectation of a lot of hours worked and a lot of time put in, and dedication being measured according to a certain number of metrics there that employees may try to meet. With leave, is there the danger there that employees will still try to adhere to the prevailing workplace culture instead of taking advantage maybe of this leave?
Well, you know, I don't know much about the Netflix culture either. So I think at that point we're both kind of speculating. I can talk more generally about the culture in high-tech companies out here in the Bay Area, since I'm in San Francisco. And you've described it pretty well, which is they really define the ideal worker as someone who's so committed to the job that they're virtually always available to work long hours. And that's exactly the kind of thing that makes it difficult to effectively implement a parental leave policy. And that's, I think, the source of some of the concern.
Let's talk a little bit about why parental leave is important. We know what science says about why it's important for parents to be home with that child during the first year of the child's life.
Parental leave is very important, first of all, for moms. I mean, moms who have cesarean sections have to recover from major abdominal surgery, quite apart from everything else. And in addition, moms who are nursing are typically, very often in the beginning, nursing every 2 hours. So they're extremely sleep deprived. And so just for mother's physical recovery, it's very important to have an adequate amount of maternity leave. In addition, studies show that it's very important for fathers to have leave and to take it, and that fathers who take parental leave typically change their relationship with their children forever. They have a closer relationship with their children forever. So I can't stress, I think many Americans just assume, oh, yeah, of course it's important for mom to take parental leave, and they're right. It is really important for mom to take parental leave, but it's equally important for dads to take parental leave. And there, I'm not talking about 2 days or 2 weeks. I'm talking about the leaves of the length that mothers typically take.
And it may be worth pointing out here that it sounds as though this benefit of unlimited parental leave up to a year applies only to salary employees, not to hourly employees. What do you think about that distinction?
Well, I mean, it does not apply. The Netflix leave policy that we've just been discussing does not apply to its hourly workers. And obviously, you know, having a baby if you're an hourly worker is no less easy than having a baby if you're a professional. And it may be harder because you don't have the wherewithal often to hire as much help. That said, the countries that have robust parental leave, all of them fund it at these major industrialized countries at a countrywide level. And the reason that makes sense is because what you're really talking about is whether you're going to have the next generation of citizens. And it makes sense that since everybody's going to benefit from the next generation of citizens, after all, who will take care of you when you're elderly and need a doctor? It will be one of these babies. That's why European countries pretty much universally, and other major industrialist countries pretty much universally, have parental leave financed at a national level. We don't. And if you have parental leave that's parental leave that's mandated is 3 months of unpaid leave under the Family Medical Leave Act, which covers, by most estimates, only a bit more than half of the workforce. If you have paid leave provided at the enterprise level, companies are going to have the incentive to do exactly what Netflix is doing, which is to provide the leave only to high human capital workers who the company has the most invested in retaining. But in many ways, I don't fault Netflix here so much as I fault the country for not adequately investing in the next generation of citizens.
We're talking right now to Joan C. Williams from the Center for Work-Life Law about the new unlimited parental leave policy up to a year at Netflix announced last week.
And we want to hear from you. What are things like where you work as an employer, as an employee? What kind of parental leave policy do you have there? How much time do you think you should have? How much time should parents be able to take off of work? And why? What do you think of this idea that we're hearing from Netflix? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We're picking up our discussion now about parental leave policies with Joan C. Williams, director of the Center for Work-Life Law at University of California, Hastings.
And you can join in now at 800-642-1234. Do parents need more time off, paid or unpaid, when they have a new kid in the house? How does it work where you are? Do you think there's enough parental leave at your workplace, whether you're the boss or the employee? How much time did you take off when you became a new parent? How much difference do you think it made for you, for your kid? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And Joe, not all companies might have the economic flexibility, the budgetary flexibility to do a policy like Netflix is proposing they're going to do. But do you think they could also be a pace setter, that people will look at them and say, I want to attract employees and get a good reputation for my company in terms of supportive family policies, so I'm going to follow suit? Do you think people will fall in line?
I would love to say yes, but I don't. I think I have to say no. I think this may be, certainly it may be a pace setter in high tech in the Bay Area. The market is red hot here. People are really chasing the talent very, very hard. And a number of other tech companies, in fact, have announced parental leave policies in the last few days. And so it is, I think, really heartening that in that kind of context where people are chasing the hot talent, that what they turn to, or one of the things they turn to, is longer parental leave. So I think that's a tremendous step forward. But do I think this will spread throughout the economy? I have to say I don't.
Let's go to a caller now. We have Jody on the line in Fond du Lac. Hi, Jody.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to say, about 3 years ago, I'm a teacher, and about 3 years ago, my husband and I had a child, and we've been trying to have a child for quite some time, so when it actually happened, we were kind of not necessarily financially prepared for it, and had I been a little more prepared, it might have turned out differently, but what ended up happening is that I just could not, like, physically bring myself to leave my child in daycare for 10 hours plus a day, so I decided kind of last minute to leave my job as a teacher, and it was really kind of a devastating feeling, and I always felt like, gosh, there's got to be some way that, you know, mothers and fathers can, you know, spend time with their child and raise them at least for the first year of their life. And so I'm really excited about this. I'm done having children, but just kind of curious if your guest thinks that this is just kind of a trendy thing, or if this is going to catch on, because I really felt like this was something that needed to happen or needs to happen for families.
Jody, thanks a lot for the call. And Jody felt like she had to choose between her job or her child. Do you think that's something that resonates with a lot of parents?
I think what Jody's call signals is that we are losing out in the economy, where a lot of women who want to continue to be employed after they have children are leaving their jobs because 3 months maternity, feels like 3 hours of maternity leave, but in fact it's 3 months of maternity leave, which is sort of the standard maternity leave in the United States, is just too short. At 3 months, the mother is sometimes still recovering from the birth. She's still exhausted. The child is extremely young. The child is still often nursing a lot. 3 months is just too short a maternity leave. And why should we care as a nation? I mean, I think we want to keep women like Jody in the workforce. There was just an article in the paper today talking about the dearth of certified teachers. It does not make sense to be chasing certified teachers out of their jobs by offering too short of a maternity leave. And the studies show that that's what happens if the maternity leaves are too short.
Can you do a little compare and contrast for us? How does the U.S. look compared with the rest of the developed world when it comes to leave policies like this?
Night and day, and we're the night. That's how we look. The Europeans who come to the United States, just frankly, and I often talk to them, they just think that the situation in this country is quite simply bizarre beyond belief in their view. They cannot believe that we have such poor benefits for people who are raising the next generation of citizens. They can't believe that our parental leave isn't paid. They can't believe that it's only 3 months. One thing I would also suggest to Jody is that I don't know if you're unionized, but I guess this is maybe in Wisconsin a highly freighted topic. But one of the things that gives teachers better maternity leaves is in some unions, they've bargained for something called a gradual return to work, where people don't have to suddenly go off maternity leave and back to full-time work, because Jody mentioned 10 hours a day, and my brother's a teacher, and I've read the studies, and that's actually how long a typical teacher's day is 10 hours a day. That's a very long day for someone who's just returned from maternity leave, especially after 3 months. So this gradual return to work policy, which exists in contracts of the Communication Workers of America and in some other unions, is something that unionized teachers should really take a look at.
Well, Joan, we leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us and talking about this today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
We've been talking with Joan C. Williams. She's the professor at the University of California Hastings College of the Law and the director of the Center for Work-Life Law. She was with us to talk about the new parental leave policy at Netflix, extending unlimited leave time for new parents up to 1 year.
You can hear more coverage of this new parental leave policy, what it means society-wide, on The Joy Cardine Show Wednesday morning at 6.